This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, as St. Paul reminds us today, by your grace, we are what we are. And help us always to be grateful for that means that we are your beloved children. Amen. Good morning. Three incredible scriptures we are given today. So for the first hour of my sermon, I'd like to talk about... I won't do that to you. But I will begin with a story. Perhaps you've heard it before. It's a fishing story to go with the gospel. Two men decide to go on a fishing trip. They rent a van. They rent a tent. They rent this fishing gear. They rent a place where they are able to set up their camp. They bring all of their food. And they go out, and the first day they catch nothing. They go out the second day. They catch nothing. At the end of their last day there, the third day, they catch one fish. A little bit depressed about their experience, they are driving back home, and the one says, "Do you realize that that fish cost us $1,500? And the other guy says, "Well, then it's a good thing we didn't catch any more." It can be costly. But I want to talk today about the willingness, as Peter was today, to cast out the nets and respond to Jesus. I've had many different career paths, as you all know, and one was as a travel director, and I always wondered what God was going to do with that, but it still comes up in my sermon illustrations, as it does now. Do you know what animal is able to have the furthest vertical and horizontal leap? Anybody? Not the kangaroo. It's an impala. An impala. If we can get this little video clip to play, I want us to see if we can this little thing that shows maybe the... Pretty impressive, huh? Now, the thought that comes to most people's minds is, how do they keep those things in the zoo? Because the fences aren't that high. But you know what's true about impalas? If they cannot see where they're going to land, they will not jump. I would venture to say that the message that these readings scream out at us, whether it is responding to the call that Isaiah gets or Paul's beautiful words in Corinthians about reflecting on his ministry, or the call of those first disciples today, it's a willingness to jump, not knowing where we will land. I want to talk about some of those examples today. Invited next weekend on a study of St. Francis of Assisi. And it's going to begin before Lent and will be our Lenten study for those of you who would like to join us. But you talk about somebody who in his life jumped when he did not know where he would land. He had it made. Francis had everything. And he gave it all away because he felt this incredible call that God wanted him in some special way to rebuild the church. And as we all know, it just wasn't that little church in a valley in Assisi. It was the church. And it was only through his whole life that he realized what that jumping meant where he was called to land. I want to talk about somebody who a lot of you probably know, if we can put up this next slide. Her name is Judith Alexis. Judith was a lay leader here at St. Joseph's when I arrived. If you haven't been at St. Joseph's a long time, you might not know that for about 10 years, we sponsored a Haitian congregation here at St. Joseph's. And Judith was one of the leaders from the lay side in that congregation. Somewhere along her early time here with me, Judith, like Isaiah, was touched by God and felt that she was called to ministry, ordained-wise, in the Episcopal Church. There were challenges. Judith didn't have much money. The church helped her as much as we could. But she also had some learning disabilities, made it difficult for her. A lot of her papers she had to dictate, fighting things like dyslexia and things like that. But you know what? She, at this altar, every 7:45 service for a couple of years, was trained and learned the liturgy, and she went off to seminary in Austin, and they made a special sort of arrangement that, because normally you would have to have a bachelor's degree from college in order to be ordained, they made a special sort of dispensation because of her situation that they would allow her to go through, and she was ordained. This is, at that time, Paul Wagner was our senior warden, and he went with me to Cleveland, the cathedral there, where she was serving as a deacon in the Episcopal Church and was ordained into the Episcopal priesthood there. She didn't know where she was going to land, but she went, and God did the rest. Let's move on and talk about some of these characters in the readings today. Isaiah. Those words that began the reading today are the most important. In the year King Uzziah died. Why is that important? Because Isaiah was in the higher class of society. He served in King Uzziah's court. He sort of had it made in the shade as long as Uzziah was reigning. And Uzziah did some not so good things, and he ends up getting leprosy, and he ends up being segregated from everyone and really sort of dies in disgrace. And now here is Isaiah. He does not know where he's going to land anymore. But as we hear in the reading, somehow God's Spirit comes to him in a vision. And as the reading says, touches his mouth in some way. And knowing the difficulty he is going into, and knowing the difficult message that he's going to be called to deliver, because he's got to tell the people who are no longer following God's ways that they got to shape up. And that's not exactly a message that people want to hear. And yet, not knowing how that's all going to work out, what does he say? Here I am, Lord. Send me. It is incredible, the grace and the strength that he is given, willing to jump because God is calling, but not knowing where he will land. We come to Paul. Great reading from Paul today. And he's certainly, as he's reflecting back on his ministry, gives this litany of people that the resurrected Lord appeared to, but puts himself at the bottom of that list. If we go back to the original language that he writes in, he's really saying that the risen Lord appeared to me as one would appear to an aborted child. He's trying to put himself as low as he can on the totem pole. And yet, look what Paul did when he responded. Paul had it made as a Jew. He was at the top of the list. He was doing all sorts of things, not godly things, but he was touched by God, and he was willing to jump where God called him to go. And we know the rest of that story. Then we come to the gospel today. Incredible story. We need to go back to that Rob Bell video that we have watched many times over the years. That these disciples, these apostles, that they were not the best of the best. Because in Jesus' day, the rabbi would have chosen normally the younger ones, the brightest ones, the best of the best. And by the fact that they are beyond that age and already embarked in their fishing careers would indicate to us that they did not make it to that top of the list. And now Jesus is going to choose them. John Claypool, when he preaches on these readings, he talked in a title about this being Common Sense and Uncommon Grace. Common sense. Well, the most common sense thing that Jesus does in this whole thing is to get into the boat and go out. People are crowding in. How's he going to talk to them if he's surrounded by them in such a way? And everybody's now, because he's been healing right before this, they're all going to want to get a piece of Jesus. And he has a message to deliver, and of course, the only way to do that is to go out in the boat. But common sense, remember the disciples, they were professional fishermen. You would think they knew what they were doing. And so they've been fishing all night, they caught nothing. And this carpenter comes along. And Jesus says, well, we're going to try again. Just go out into the deep water. Well, those of you who've been to the Sea of Galilee know that it is not that deep on the shoreline there. And if it's the middle of the day, it's hot, where are the fish going to go? They're not going to be over by the shore. They're going to be out in the deep water. And so Jesus does have some common sense in that aspect. Jesus knows where the fish are. And so they go out into the deep water and we see what happens. And we see Simon Peter not agreeing, not thinking that Jesus knows what Jesus is doing, but he goes ahead and they go ahead. And we know what happens as a result. We are all called to go out into the deep. We are all called in many different ways to jump where we do not know where we will land. The last 2 years have caught us off guard, hasn't it? But the last 2 years have taught us a lot. That we continue to do what God is calling us to do. And even though we might not know in the long run where we will land, we will know that God's going to be there to catch us. And that perhaps from all of these stories is the most important thing for us to remember. I want to go back and finish with Judith. Judith called me yesterday, all excited, because she embarked in a ministry whereby she helps out in Connecticut at different Episcopal churches who do not have a priest. But she also, because of her knowledge of Creole, she's from Haiti, She is able to do a lot of things in the courts to help people who don't speak English. So she has that as a ministry too. And on top of all that, Judith went ahead and continued to pursue her bachelor's degree, which she has just been informed she is now going to receive. And because she now has her bachelor's degree, because she had finished all the requirements to finish her Master's of Divinity in Theology, the only thing missing was the bachelor's degree, now the seminary in Austin has informed her they will be awarding her a Master's of Divinity in Theology. Pretty amazing story. A willingness to jump when God calls, not knowing where we will land, but knowing all the while that God will never let us fall on the other end. May we have the grace to hear God speaking to each one of us in whatever way God wants to speak to us and call us, and to have the grace and the strength to take the leap. Amen.